This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a reason 19 years ago I got that music as intro music about a year into my radio career is because I always image the globalist as the imperial battle march. We're under attack. You don't think the government doesn't know that having more guns means less crime? They want our guns to dominate and control us. I know I'm stating obvious things here. But again, they know we're awake for the fact the government's illegitimate and rogue, so they want to direct our revolution at local government. We need to take local government over. And really, this broadcast, even though it's supported by the listeners and by people that are awake and who are the best people out there, bar none, it's not even for you. It's not for me. It's to reach out to people that aren't awake and aren't involved. That caller earlier was in Germany talking to folks. And he said he ended up waking them up after hanging out with them for a week about how the Second Amendment is key. And they were first scared of it, then they understood. I can deprogram people in a matter of hours. And that's what I'm so frustrated about, is that I'll be at home at night and want to shoot videos and want to be on air. Or all weekend I wanted to do some productions, but everybody was off, which is fine. And then I actually get in here on Monday morning, and I have been worried about this all weekend. I was in here on Sunday, and I'm not even trying to whine. It's just I just feel so nasty. I don't even want to look at Chris Christie anymore. And Hillary Clinton, I mean, this woman needs to be in prison! And I'll tell you what else I'm mad about. At a fundamental level, I genetically, at a cellular level, know that what I'm doing is dangerous. And I don't say that for effect. It's dangerous. Just the fact that Nut could walk up on the street and blow me away, whatever. Not to mention the government and all the rest of it, that if I told you all about it, you wouldn't believe it. It's weird to be in the Matrix and be awake and be around a bunch of zombies. That's all I'm trying to get at. John in Montana, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Then we'll go to Joe and others. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I think Greece, while it's sad, is kind of a distraction. I think we know that they want world government. I think we know they want Agenda 21. And we can see that they're trying to say that the U.S. is has a pro-Sharia law constitution. I think that that's where they're going with it, is to try to bring everybody underneath the caliphate that they publicly deny exists in Iraq right now. But I think that as of right now, they're just trying to slowly edge the Muslims in and give Aztalan back to Mexico to continue the infighting so that they can still have a back and forth.
Oh, we have the head of EU security saying they're going to turn Europe Muslim. And it's just weird to, like, be told, we're not just going to take your guns and your kids and forcibly inoculate you. We're going to bring in groups who historically don't promote freedom. And I'm talking about radical Muslims, because radical Islam has taken over the Middle East. I mean, I went to high school, college with Muslim folks, Muslim friends. I like a lot of Muslims. I'm not an Islamophobe, but I am. Just like I'm not a quote homophobe, but at the same time, I'm told we're going to teach your kids how to have oral sex with this, you know. And it's like, no, you're not. You know, it's this boldness of the politically correct to tear down everything that was existing. When, I mean, where is there a place for free market and family? Where is there room for anything? And the answer is there is no room.
They every exit they give you has a cliff attached to it. So there's nothing we can really do as far as voting. We have to fire and arrest these people. And I'll go back.
You're going to say something else, brother? Yeah, I think he thought we hung up on him. No, I mean, it's coming down to the point when they come to force the inoculate, you know, what do you do? I mean, you know.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente is riding the shotgun with us, taking your calls and covering the waterfront in this hour. Jeff wants to talk about the economy. Joe wants to talk about game over on the economy. Rich, Joshua, Wildman, we'll get to all of you with Gerald Celente. Gerald's been predicting a basically bond market bust and chain reaction in the last few years, and of course been focusing on Greece. But we see what I guess you could call direct democracy, something Gerald Celente talks a lot about in Greece happening. My problem is, with such a dumbed-down public over here, they could have 51% vote to take the middle class's money and redistribute it to Goldman Sachs. But Gerald Celente will say, well, we already have that with the banker bailouts of 2008. And they're clearly gearing up to start doing that in other Western countries. That has now happened in Greece, with them only letting them have 22 euros a day out of their accounts. And the Financial Times of London reporting Greek banks prepare plan to raid deposits to avert collapse. Greek banks preparing contingency plans for a possible bail-in of depositors. amid fears the country is heading for financial collapse. Well, you should have enough money to let folks have it. Oh, but you don't. Bankers and business people acknowledge the measures said this weekend. The plans which call for a haircut, that's a nice little euphemism, of at least 30% of deposits above 8,000 euros. Sketch out an increasingly likely scenario for at least one bank, the sources say. AFP report, sugar, flour, rice, panic Greeks stock up on essentials. Greeks are hoarding cash and food this week amid mounting fears the economy could collapse, cracking open their wallets only to stock up on essentials and stripping supermarket shelves in the process. Mothers, elderly men, and university students were spotted pushing heavy overloaded trolleys or coming out of shops weighed down with bags of food with essentials such as sugar, flour, and pasta at the top of the list. Yeah. Drug companies still supplying Greece after no vote. Pharmaceutical companies said Monday they would continue to supply medicines to Greece for now despite increased financial uncertainty after Greece rejected the terms of the rescue package. The rescue package. I love how they spin it. Taking money out of your bank accounts, a haircut, putting you under austerity for debts that aren't yours is a rescue package. Latin America celebrates Greek austerity no vote. Buenos Aires. Countries across Latin America congratulated Greece on its Sunday referendum in which voters rejected creditors' austerity demands. And that's because just like Africa, you'll have billion-dollar loans, $3 billion loans, $10 billion loans, where over time you pay 10 times or more what the amount was and never get out from under it. And then you find out the IMF and World Bank are just private bank fronts that loaned out digital money backed up by Western credit. Taxpayers. And then when the countries finally go belly up, the big banks come in and just take over the infrastructure. They'll finance a coup d'etat, the government doesn't play ball, and have them at gunpoint take control. And that's the new word out, and that's on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it. U.S. preparing coup to prevent Greece from falling under Russian influence. Well, Gerald Celente is a best-selling author, researcher, political analyst, frequent guest here, doesn't need any introduction. Trendsresearch.com is his website, and he joins us to talk about this situation. Do you think this is finally the big one that Ron Paul and others have been warning of? I mean, we had you on just 2 weeks ago talking about the ratcheting up of hysteria, the elites headed for the exits, governments and institutions hoarding gold while telling the public don't own it. Gerald Celente, what do you make of the situation on the Greek islands?
It's a big one. Even though Greece's GDP is a fraction of the Eurogroup's GDP, it still means a lot because there's a lot of discontent. I just got back from Europe last Wednesday, and there's a lot of discontent going around about what their governments are doing to the people. And the so-called austerity measures, which actually come down to robbing you of your pensions, raising taxes, selling off valuable public assets to your buddies at discount rates, and increasing the retirement age till after you die. So what this is really bringing about, it's empowering other nations such as Italy and Spain and Portugal that have been put under the yoke of repression, financial repression, by the European Monetary Union. So this is really big. And, you know, Alex, I was going back over some information that we wrote in the past. And this is from a Trends Journal. Oh, this was the winter of 2012. So it's actually the December 2011. And what they were doing back then is the Greek Prime Minister, Papandreou, had called for, you ready for this? A referendum on the austerity measures. People forgot that. I forgot that. And you know what happened? They got pressure from the European Union to call it off. So they did, because the guy was obviously a coward. So this is very big what happened. And whether or not they voted yes or no really makes no difference. The difference is that the people have taken the future into their own hands, whereby they weren't going to be dictated to be robbed more from the International Mafia Federation, better known as the IMF, and the World Bank and the hedge funds. Who made this baloney up that if banks and hedge funds and private equity groups and what they love to call investors, as adults call gamblers, made bad bets and we the people have to pay them off? They lost their money. This is bankers' money that was lost. Why are they putting the onus on the people to pay them off? I'll tell you why. Because it's called fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Nothing has changed, Alex, since the days of Jesus Christ chasing the money changers out of the temple. They just have official names now. They're Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. They're Royal Bank of Scotland. They're Society Generale. The money changers have names. And then when you look at the scam going on, who's the guy that runs the European Central Bank? Couldn't be Mario Draghi, former vice chairman of the Goldman Sachs gang of the European division. Who's the guy they put up as the so-called technocrat in Greece that was going to straighten us all out 2 years ago? Oh, yeah, another guy, Papademos. Hey, wasn't he with the Goldman Sachs gang, too, and the rest of the group? Of course he was. So this all this is, it's a banking takeover, and they want to paint it in another color to make it seem what it isn't.
Well, I can't say it any better, Gerald, than what you just broke down. I would expect now to see the global mafia tear Greece to pieces and blame their economic collapse further into degradation on the Greek people. I know that areas of Latin America, like Argentina, that were pegged to the dollar and bought into globalism, went from one of the wealthiest countries in the hemisphere to one of the poorest in just a decade. I know you've traveled down there to see it for yourself, but it's a total transformation. These globalists will suck countries dry. They will create squalor. They will consolidate control. And they'll call it free market and scapegoat capitalism while they're at it. So I think it's key that Greece does not pay the taxes and grow their own food, as they're starting to do, and just totally break with the system. I think that the establishment is going to push so far that whether it's Greece or some other country, they're going to force people to go back to nationalism and back to sovereignty and back to the interest of the people.
You summed it up perfectly. And that's, by the way, I read that article on InfoWars about the U.S. preparing for a coup, you know, to really destabilize this area, because they made the people over there, you know, decided what they wanted, and that you can't have any of that. So you're exactly right. What this is doing, it's showing the people that they don't need the European Central Bank, Brussels, as the mafia controlling them. Their destiny is in their own hands. Look, they have about $350 billion in debt. You saw the GDP of Greece decline some 30% since this whole austerity measure thing began. And as you point out, who do they blame? Let's blame the people, because they got social benefits. And they're living off the, you know, government. They're not talking about the dirty deals that are made. Hey, you know what they haven't cut, Alex? The defense budget. Oh, yeah, that's right. The same thing like that guy, what's his name over there, did over in Wisconsin. That guy with the big mouth and the little mind. What's he running for president? Walker, that's it. Scott Walker. Yeah, we're going to get rid of all those unions, those public unions, but we're not going to touch the police. Same deal, man. You know, it's one big group, and they want the military in control to put down the people when they get out of line. And that's what they're doing there.
Stay there. Gerald Celente is our guest. One thing is clear. There are big problems inside the world government, We're going to break it down and take your phone calls straight ahead. We're also going to look at campaign 2016. Chris Christie blames Rand Paul for any terror attacks that come when Rand Paul fought against arming Al-Qaeda.
Tired of the garbage on the radio? Let's change hip-hop. Support true rap music. The new album, Escape from Prison Planet, drops July 1st. Download it for free or pay what you think it's worth. Don't think it's worth anything? Pay nothing. Go to truerapmusic.com for details. That's truerapmusic.com. There's a war on for your mind. For your mind. For your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Salente's our guest. I want to go to Rich and Joe and others that are patiently holding Joe first, but after we take some calls, we're going to get back into other news. Gerald, what else are you looking at on your radar screen of importance. We see the Puerto Rico governor coming out last week and saying they're insolvent. Well, pretty much most counties and cities are insolvent. But we're told by the leader of the free world that raising our debt doesn't raise our debt. We don't know when all this is going to unravel, but it looks like we're getting closer to it. What's going to happen when it unravels?
Well, what is going to happen is you're going to start seeing panic in the streets. Take what's going on in Greece. How could any thinking human being that's living in that country have left money in the bank knowing that this was going to happen? So what you mentioned, Puerto Rico, they're doing the same thing. How about this? People have lost their jobs. They have a huge unemployment. What, about 40% of the people are, you know, on some form of welfare? I got it. Let's raise taxes on the people. That's what they just did. They all do these stupid things. And then you start putting all the pieces together, what's going on around the world. And one of the, you just asked me what else is on our radar. How about China? That's basically out of the news. The markets there are down some 30% after having gone up, what, about over 100% in 12 months, down 30% since the middle of June. So now, here's what's going on. When people say, are the markets rigged? Of course they are, but they love to use that proper language to make it seem as though we're all so stupid because it's white shoe boy talk. This is the headline of today's Financial Times. Here it is. China pumps liquidity into markets in fresh attempt to halt share sell-off. Remember, this is the big story. Pump liquidity? How about rigging the markets? Could anybody say that? Aren't markets supposed to take their natural course? Of course not. Not when you have to keep the Ponzi scheme going.
Gerald, I remember 10 years ago, we'd have Ron Paul on talking about the plunge protection team and markets being rigged, and people didn't believe us. Now they admit the currencies are rigged every day, the interest rates are rigged, the stock market's rigged, and I love how they just hide it in plain view like it's a good thing now, and they say we're going to take money out of your private bank account and give it to shadowy groups. That's a haircut. Again, white shoeboy language.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned, you know, what Ron Paul said, and it's this isn't conspiracy theory. These guys get convicted, not charged, convicted of felonies for rigging the LIBOR rate, the interest rates, and the Forex market, the currency markets. They're convicted, and not one person goes to jail. So that's what it is. They're rigging the markets. It's in front of everybody's eyes. The Chinese are proudly announcing it. If you go to Global Times, one of their biggest news outlets, they're saying that how they're going to, you know, create stability in the markets. You're rigging the markets. And by the way, the Chinese market is very important because a lot of this money are the so-called retail investors. These are people that are gambling that don't know what they're doing. And they have a huge amount of margin calls. Now you add up what's going on. I mentioned to you how much the market has gone up in China over the last year, over 100%. That was also equivalent to about 1.3% of add-on to their GDP. So they're actually, in looking at declines, way beyond what they're reporting. So when you put all this together, what's going on in Europe, what's going on in China, what's going on in Brazil is in a recession. You're looking at destabilization in places like now that's not making the news in America.
The globe is on fire, and the collapse clearly has been ongoing and is speeding up right now. If China's stock market starts tanking, which headlines say it's begun, you can guarantee that's going to hit our markets. I want to get your take on what you think's next. Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, and your phone calls. I promise when we come back, we're going right to Joe and Rich and Wildman and Jeff and Joshua and everybody straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites, and we'll put Gerald's on screen as well when we come back. Stay with us. Key information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
GrinsResearch.com is his website. Trust one is our guest. We'll take your phone calls here in just a moment. When I get up on air and start apologizing for being in a bad mood, it's because I'm in such a bad mood, I feel like you can feel it. And in truth, I talk to the crew and others, they go, everything's fine. You can stop apologizing. But I just am physically panicking almost because I know history and I know where this is going. And I've also seen things in my own personal life that I really don't want to see repeated. And then I realize we don't just have bad management. We have really evil management that could cause a nuclear war, or anything else for that matter. And yes, the world's waking up to a certain extent, but at the same time, a lot of people are so dumbed down they can't even tell you what the Declaration of Independence is or what July 4th stands for. And that fundamentally gets me down. I believe the people are the answer, but also the population tuning into mainstream media is not the answer. But we know with austerity, people tend to start really waking up. Humanity is amazing. We have unlimited potential. But if we continue to follow the modern systems of globalism, we have no future. I'm going to ask Gerald Celente what he thinks the next shoe to drop is, then we're going right to your phone calls. Briefly, this broadcast is listener-supported. When you buy the high-quality water filters, or you buy shortwave radios, or pro-gun T-shirts, or any of the, it's over 500 items now, at InfoWarsStore.com, you are making this transmission possible. And, you know, speaking of management, I personally need to spend more time on trying to figure out how to fund this news operation so that I can expand and do a lot of the big things that I want to be able to do. We have free shipping throughout the month of July. We have 25% off on the Made in America Molon Labe Come and Take It belt buckles. We have a bunch of specials on the nutraceuticals. For anybody that really is in business of manufacturing and producing, especially high-quality nutraceuticals, high-quality supplements, you'll know that sourcing the ingredients and getting it manufactured at one of the top three labs, we use three of them, in the United States, is a problem. Because it can take up to 4 months sometimes to get your product manufactured, and then I've done things like stockpile it, and then suddenly nobody wants to buy it, and then we don't have money to operate. So I've never gotten to that point in the black where we're comfortable to stockpile everything. I'm tempted to do some type of mega sale or a money bomb or something to get positioned to stockpile all the products so that we can then meet demand, which nobody can guess or judge, so that we can go to the next level. That's why I say it's critical that folks support InfoWars.com right now, because we're in a catch-22. I only ordered a test amount of Brain Force, Liver Shield, Prostaguard, Child Ease, and OccuPower. They're all sold out. The best news we have is one of them's in a month. Some of them won't be in for 2 months. Well, there's our best sellers right there, Brain Force, Liver Shield, Prostaguard, Child Ease, OccuPower. So that's not a sales tactic. Get it while you can, folks, because we're selling out. Step right up. It's the truth that we're sold out of it. We have the DNA Force. We have the Oxy Powder. We have the colloidal silver, high quality at a low price. We have the Secret 12 methylcobalamin. The oil of oregano is back in. We have the lung cleanse. We're selling out of both super male and super female vitality in the next 2 weeks. And we are selling out of Survival Shield X2, and that is our best seller. That's the bad news, that we had a limited amount that they had. They manufactured more. Now they're trying to get more of the crystals. And we'll still at least have Survival Shield Original if we're not able to continue to manufacture that. So that's just how this works. This is not a bunch of filler and then a bunch of advertising attached to it. These are super high-quality products. I mean, quite frankly, we changed the formulation of Super Male because one of the ingredients was so rare that we were extincting in production, you know, where you could get organic Shilajit. So we just went ahead and went with two other ingredients and souped it up. I mean, it's a real juggling act, and one of my frustrations is I've got to spend a lot of my time trying to fund this operation. But, hey, that's what proves the American way. We're self-funded. I'm not controlled by sponsors or by some outside network. I can say what I want and do what I want because you have believed in us and supported us and put up with me, quite frankly, and bought the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the supplements, the water filtration systems, all of it. So I want to thank you for your support. If you want to get Survival Shield X2, now is the time to secure it. InfoWarsLife.com. If you want to get any of the other products that are still available, like Super Male or Female, again, we have three manufacturers for something like 14 products, and you get in the queue of these people, and the problem is they say, well, which product do you want us to do within 4 weeks? We can only do one. Then we got to do the next one. So that's 8 weeks. And so, again, you have a bunch of products sold out, only three manufacturers. That's how you run into it. So I'm just explaining why we're in this situation. We'd be in a great situation if I had a crystal ball and had bought more of, say, Brain Force or Liver Shield, but this stuff knocks your socks off. It really works great. But then I can't judge the listeners what they're into. I mean, I'm into all of this, but people will pick this to be a hot item when I think this is really hot. And that's just the way it works. So, as you notice, the fact that things are selling out is not hype. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But I know that God will always provide. And again, InfoWars is doing good overall. We have the subscriptions for the nightly news, and we have some sponsors. I just refuse most sponsors because I have to test it and check it, and I have to get great reviews from listeners because I just can't have booze. One time Willie Nelson told me that. We're sitting around at his house. He goes, there's, you know, a few things in life I don't really like, Alex, and one of them's booze. You know that song? By who is it? Is it Hank Williams Jr.? I like happy and I'm not into sad. And the song goes on. And I like to have women I've never had. That's a racy song. That Hank Williams Jr. I'm glad they've taken him off the Super Bowl and Monday Night Football. I'm being sarcastic. Willie Nelson did say that to me. He didn't say the part about, and I like to have women I've never had. And I'm not name-dropping. My whole life is an absolute Twilight Zone event. And you know what? Reality is a Twilight Zone event. Okay, I apologize to Gerald Celente for ranting, but we're doing some mid-air refueling to fund the operation. And speaking of that, you should go and subscribe to his quarterly, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente is our guest, and Gerald wrote me a very nice letter. I need to talk to him soon. He's got a big event coming up in New York. So I want to tell folks about that conference and, of course, have you on when that conference comes up, Gerald. I'm not sure if I can attend yet, but we're going to work on that. But Gerald Celente joins us from Kingston, Colonial Kingston. Gerald, I've been ranting there. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is?
Well, first of all, you aren't ranting at all. You're selling natural healing products, and whole health healing is one of the biggest trends that we see. And you have an audience of people that are enlightened, looking for new directions, and are not prescription drug addicted, and want to find other ways of staying healthy physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So the list of products that you read and what you're offering and how people can keep this truth and freedom going is really another service that you're providing. And as you said, it's not a sales pitch. Because when you go down the line of products, who doesn't want the best water filter? Unless, of course, you like drinking, you know, fluoride, chemically induced, and toxic water, or all those other products. And if the people don't support us, you know, keep supporting the people that are robbing us of our rights and robbing us not of only of our rights, but of our livelihood as well. So, no, you aren't ranting. And you said you were depressed because of the masses that are so out of touch. So I have this little quote here that really says it all. It's by Samuel Adams. And he said, it doesn't take a majority, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts does. That's what Ron Paul does. There are a number of us that are doing it. It's bringing it all together to make it happen. Because when you look at the clowns that are telling us what to do, how to think, hey, what a wonderful 4th of July. Hi, Alex, did you hunt down any terrorists? Did you keep an eye out open there? You know, if you see something, say something. How many times have they done this since 9/11? What is this, about the 30th time of an alert? And they roll out little clowns like that guy King. King, how about Dwarf? Because that's who he is, that representative over here in New York. Fear and hysteria, that's all they know how to sell. Matter of fact, I spent the whole weekend up here in the Catskill Mountains going through brush looking for terrorists. When were they going to pop out of the woods? And they keep doing it.
I want to go to some phone calls, but what do you make of the governor of New Jersey saying there's a terror attack, Rand Paul is to blame, when he tried to stop our government funding the radical Islamists that have now turned into ISIS?
What would I make of Laurel or Hardy? What would I make with a stupid clown of a man shooting off his fat mouth about nothing? I can't stand these guys that talk tough and can't fight their way out of a paper bag. And they've made bags a lot thinner now. This guy is such a brave guy with all his flunkies around him putting down nothing. He's a total loser. Why would anybody look at the whole clown show, as we call it, the presidential reality show? That's all it is. He has a chance of winning from nothing. And you know what they're doing. They want either maybe a game show for Christie. He'd be great. Oh, yeah, I could see him dressed up as Bozo.
He could work at SeaWorld. He could work at SeaWorld as a trained SEAL.
So that's all it is. Of course, what they're trying to do is rob us of our rights. Why would anybody listen to any of them? So, again, what a loser this clown is. And he's doing it for his own ego. As I said, maybe a book deal, maybe a TV show. But I think SeaWorld would be great because he could also, you know, they could feed the whale or feed him. It's going to look the same.
Oh, man. Yeah. When I say I get depressed, actually a lot of good things are happening. It's just crazy how they turn around that Greece deserves all this, and the media acts like it's no big deal as they prepare to grab private money out of bank accounts that's after taxes to give it to foreign banks. I mean, this is global government under the banksters, and you know it's all coming here in their war on cash, Gerald. They're getting it already, and I think that's it, that I want to expose them faster. Because you can clearly see they're about to drop the hammer. I mean, they're getting ready for something big, Gerald.
You know, people ask me, you know, what about gold and silver? And I always make it very clear, I do not give financial advice. Why would you not want to have gold and silver now? Suppose you lived in Greece. And by the way, from the reports I'm reading, gold sales are going up very strongly over there. So when they go to this, as you mentioned, a paperless currency of, you know, just digital money backed by nothing and printed, you know, in thin air. I believe that the next spike in gold prices and silver prices are going to be exactly that. You're going to start seeing them run up when the next crisis has happened. The panic is on. Again, how could anybody in their right mind living in Greece have money in the bank? And you've heard me say many times the stories that have happened to me. And, of course, you well know the MF Global story. And MF is the perfect initials of the guy Corzine who stole my money out of my segregated account when I used to buy gold through MF Global. So what I'm saying is, why wouldn't people prepare for the worst? Because if you prepare for the worst and the worst doesn't happen, you've lost nothing. But if you don't prepare,
you lose
and
everything.
The worst occurs, you lose everything.
All right, we're going to go to Joe, and then we're going to go to Jeff. Everybody, they're such troopers for holding. I'm going to get their address and send them a free T-shirt of their size. We got 10% off this month, by the way, on all the T-shirts, including all the Made in America ones. I didn't mean to turn that into a plug, but I just did. So we're going to give Joe, Jeff, Wildman, Joshua, and Rich all free T-shirts for holding so long. But before I do that, we're going to play a video to give Chris Christie some free time. It turns out I was wrong, and I apologize. He already works at SeaWorld. Here's an exclusive video of his first day at SeaWorld. Here it is.
Go.
And hey, he's a big hit. Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Thanks.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, guys?
All right, brother. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No worries. You ain't got to send me nothing for free. You guys are...
I want to do it. I'm sending everybody that's been holding for an hour a free T-shirt. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad I waited because there were so many things that you guys were talking about that just are, they come together with what I'm saying there. And this whole thing with Greece, when they defaulted last week, and, of course, it was right after the markets closed, and then next thing Puerto Rico went, I'm physically sick. You got every right to be depressed, but we are all, you know, whether it's a big guy or a little guy, we're all trying to wake people up. We're depressed, but we're trying to wake people up. But this is, we're all that crazy. There was a, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Lawrence Dunnigan or Dr. Day. It was an interview done back in 1969, and it was recently put out in three parts audio. And it was two parts were in 1988, one was in 1999, and they laid out everything that was going to happen from 1969. The audio came out in 1991, and you said something that sent chills down my spine because you said something big is going to happen. You just recently said that just now, and a while back you said you think it's going to happen in the winter. And they said everything, 98% of what they said was going to happen or that's going on today, they said, you know, it's already happening. But anyway, the thing that really freaked me out was when you said you're expecting something to happen in winter. And what the guy said was probably what's going to happen is the big dissenters, they're going to do something during the winter, probably on a Friday, get everybody out, take them out, and come Monday, everybody would be accustomed to the new world order, and they'd get them all accustomed to it over the weekend. And basically, a big puzzle's been thrown out over the past, you know, 60-100 years. The pieces have been put together. We're getting a picture. We see the picture. And unfortunately, I hope it doesn't get down to the last piece being put together and finally people go, there it is. But in my opinion, Greece is just a little tiny thing, like Mr. Salene said. It's not, you know, the GDP is not that big, but it's small. It's going to start small. It's going to escalate. It's a domino. And the domino effect is just, it's going to tumble.
Well, thank you, Joe. And go on hold. We're going to get your address, and I'll send you, and your size, and we'll send you a free Second Amendment T-shirt from Infowars.com or a 1776 shirt or something. What you're getting at is everybody feels it. You can intellectually, politically see it. And it's just a feeling of not wanting to see these countries collapse. The reason Greece is so important is that other countries in the euro are even in worse shape, and how far will this go? So that's why Greece is a big deal. The whole house of cards is untenable. And you want to respond to anything Joe said, Gerald Celente?
No, he really summed it up. It's a domino effect, and it starts small. And again, it's what Samuel Adams said. You know, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. A small set of instances are the ones that make it all happen. And again, what they did with direct democracy by letting the people vote, you know, that's the way I believe it should be. You pointed out, you know, we have a lot of people that would vote the other way, but again, putting it all into context, as we have it now, you know, we don't have a representative form of government. We have a gang of 535 senators and congressmen that are bought off by the multinationals. That's who they represent. So put democracy in the hands of the people. And this coming from Greece, I mean, the cradle of democracy, to me says a lot. Because the people spoke. Rather than having a bunch of sellouts, liars, crooks, and thieves speaking for us, better known as congressmen and senators, I think direct democracy is the way to go on big issues.
Well, one thing's for sure. Right now we have the globalists running however they want. And as you said, if you look at Iceland and other countries, they've signed these nations on to the derivatives debt. Almost all the debt is not the nation states. And they knew years ago when they passed austerity and raised all these taxes, it would reduce GDP. And that was the point Dr. Roberts, you, Ron Paul, countless others made here on the air, was that it was meant to depress it so they couldn't pay it back. And the last straw was when they called for a huge new increase in value-added tax on all tourism. Well, that's all that country's got now. They're not stupid. They've seen their GDP shrink, and they understand what's going on. They understand they're being imploded and being maneuvered towards total bankruptcy. So why pay something back that isn't your debt and that's impossible to pay back? I think Greece has had a moment of sanity. Jeff in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com.
Hey, guys. Celente Jones, 2016, that would be great. The White Shoe Boys, as Gerald calls them, running the wrecking ball. And, they're wrecking everything. You know, I talk to this about people that, I live in Southern California. I'm surrounded by people that, like you say, Alex, can't wipe their own hind ends. People say, well, it's not that bad and everything. It is bad. They're wrecking and destroying everything.
And by the way, we're not joking. The average trendy, my dog is smarter than them. I mean, and Gerald's right. It takes a minority, either evil or good, to fix things or to take over, vice versa. But how do you deal with a mass of people juxtaposed by super hardworking, great men and women of every race, color, and creed? And I hate to give into this cliche that immigrants want to work harder and are better. The smart ones do know about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and do want to work. The problem is our government advertises for lazy immigrants to come in and go on welfare. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. It's just, Gerald, what do we do? And then I want the caller to finish about the mass of just, have you seen the Mark Dice videos in ours where 8 out of 10 people don't know what the 4th of July is?
Yeah.
I mean, who are these people?
Again, they will go anywhere. They'll follow whatever the trend is of the time. So what it takes is for more of us to be out in the forefront. They'll gladly join in because they're only getting one message. Because the change, though, again, it's underway. And as the first caller said, the dominoes are falling. They don't count in a lot of ways in the sense that they're not going to be activists in any way. They'll go wherever the flow goes.
You're right. You're right. In fact, that's what I was told by a big Hollywood producer. He goes, Alex, quit getting sad that people are so dumb on average. He goes, that just means good people can lead them even easier. You just have to get out there and lead them and be a leader and stop worrying about how dumb they are. That's just sadly the way they were brought up. And they'll get smarter in the process once they get hurt.
Precisely.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Years ago, I was part of an organization. I sent about over 350 letters to the White House and Congress and so on, regarding immigration. And then I realized that they don't want to fix it. They didn't want to fix it. I mean, this is all by design to destroy the old America any way they possibly can. Destroy the family, destroy a culture, in every different way. And, they do have a plan. You talked about it, Alex. It's global governance. And so they need to wreck everything. And it's frustrating because, I'm surrounded by people that are being fed from, people on television and their favorite, right now it's women's soccer and, everybody's going crazy. Meanwhile, they're completely wrecking the world and wrecking the country, and nobody seems to care. I mean, a lot of people do, but I wear my bumper stickers. I refuse to talk about it.
No, I hear you, brother. We're going to do 5 minutes overdrive if Gerald can do it. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. I'm Alex Jones. Again, but like Gerald said, that was great advice. We've just got to keep getting the word out because as stuff gets darker, the light's going to stand out. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.